Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The third baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Mulevey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Barnes. Porter reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulevey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulevey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive towards third. Goldman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Harder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barnes for the out. Two outs. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Malivi. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Montague applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Malivi. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague bunts towards first. Whatwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Barnes. Averill reaches second base with a double. Harder goes all the way around to score. Averill moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldman takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to second. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goldman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards third. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 2 in the game. Montague hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Porter bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Porter. The throw from Krause and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barnes for the out. One out. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malivi hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goldman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. Myatt moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder strikes out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas fires to first and has Goldman trapped. There's the throw to Kerr who tags Goldman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-3 in the game. Montague hits a line drive into center field. Barnes picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Barnes. Montague moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Montague tags and moves to third. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Montague tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-2 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hodapp strikes out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Myatt hits a line drive into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malivi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Malivi moves to second. One out. Bud Clancy pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for John Kerr. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goldman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil now playing second base. Ed Walsh now pitching. Willie Calm now playing third base. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goldman hits a pop-up towards short. Malivi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-3 in the game. Harder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Montague hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Indians. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Myatt scoops up the ball and tags Whatwood for the out. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-3 in the game. Barnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jolly scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Malivi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.